When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hi there. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt today. And Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, it's been so long since we've spoken.
I miss you so much.
I dream of you every day
when we're apart.
Well, it was kind of close to being with you because I was with Andy Mazur and Dave Schwann earlier this morning.
They're still here. The Sunday Morning Boys.
I know.
Are they there? Are they drunk?
Sunday fun day.
Yeah, no, they're not drunk.
Usually after like two hours.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday for Andy and myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw, poor Schwanny.
I'm just saying.
Poor Schwanny had to work
just
three
saying.
Whole days.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I don't know how you do it. Poor Schwanny.
Well, yeah, they mentioned you earlier today, and I listened to you guys pretty much
every Sunday. We just mentioned
him
in passing.
Yes.
That's all.
Anyway. Yes.
That's nice. That's all I want to be mentioned in.
Well, don't say that, because there are so many celebrities dying. I can't take it anymore. I don't want to mention you in passing.
Well, that's very true. We had one just announced this morning, a name that, boy, I haven't even thought of in years.
Yeah.
By her own design, Gina Lollobrigida. Like a major, major, major star back in the 50s and 60s. Talk about sex symbol. Talk
hubba
about
hubba.
Italian bombshell.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor today. Go on YouTube, and if you can spell it, look up Gina Lollobrigida.
It's just how it sounds.
It's the common
easy.
Spelling. It's yeah. the common spelling of Lollobrigida. But you want to see some sultry yet not... A lot of the dances that are today that are meant to be sensuous are just downright kind of nasty, but hers are classy and sensual. She is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I remember, Schwanny remembers, because he's also very old, that...
You're older.
But that doesn't stop the fact that you are old, though. That's true, but you are old. We are old. Remember, there was a time when all the women wanted to look like Gina Lollobrigida.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's true.
You know, that look, the hairstyle, yep. the fashions. I mean, she was truly, truly an icon and really kind of popularized that genre of European films, of the, you know, Italian and European films. She continued to act really into about the 70s, the 1970s, and then took on a second career as a photojournalist.
Wow.
And was a very accomplished photojournalist, and then also ran for political office in Italy. I think one of the highlights of her life was in 2013, she took her entire jewelry collection that she had amassed over the years and sold it. Got about $5 million and donated every penny to stem cell therapy research. Cared about others. She got the Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 2018, and she died over the weekend. She had taken a fall, as is the case. The story we hear with a lot of seniors had taken a fall, really didn't recover, passed away 95 years old.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is number three, because we had Jeff Beck, who that one surprised me. I want to know where he got bacterial meningitis. Then Lisa Marie Presley, which shocked me. And now Gina Lollobrigida. Is that three? They come in threes.
Yeah, I think there was one more in there.
Darn it, who did I leave out?
One of the Bachmans from Bachman Turner.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, yeah.
Ronnie Bachman,
I think. Robbie.
Yeah, so we're in four, so... We have room for two. Anybody?
Anybody want? I'm not volunteering for this one.
Table for two.
All right. I feel
ready to go. Speaking of Lisa Marie,
yeah,
by the way.
I feel so bad for Priscilla.
Oh, can you imagine her only child?
Yeah.
I mean, those Presleys have had one heck of a life. One turbulent.
Good and bad.
You think that, you know, boy, all I need is that kind of money and my life would be set. Maybe not so much. I don't think a lot of money equals happiness in life. It sure wasn't for most of the Presleys, many of the Presleys. The list can go on and on of who else had plenty of money but never found any happiness. They haven't announced any specific funeral arrangements yet for Lisa Marie, but they did announce that she will be laid to rest at Graceland Mansion. Have you ever been to Graceland?
No, I have got to go. I am mad at myself for not taking that road trip.
Got to go. It's very moving to go there and to see the whole complex that they now have built around the actual mansion. But adjacent to the mansion, on the actual property, they have what they call the Meditation Garden. And that's where Elvis is laid to rest. That's where Elvis's parents are laid to rest. When Elvis was born, there was a twin brother who did not survive. He is also laid to rest there. And now, Lisa Marie's son, who committed suicide 2 years ago, he's laid to rest there. And they announced that Lisa Marie also would be laid to rest right next to her son.
She has posted a lot of stuff about grief, and truly, I don't know how you heal from your son dying by suicide. That really hit her hard. Yeah. She hasn't been the same. I saw, you know, the awards, the Golden Globes, where she had to be held up by her talent manager, who I believe was also Elvis's talent manager.
Yes, he was.
And her speech was so slurred and slow. We spoke to Dr. Most this morning, and heart conditions affect women differently. So maybe that was the start of something, because, 2 days later, she had a cardiac arrest?
Yeah, well, they haven't officially said cardiac arrest, but that's what they suspect what it was. The cause of death, I mean, Does it really matter at this point? You know, they're going to do toxicology tests. They're going to do all the usual tests. She's dealt with substance abuse issues pretty much all of her life. Mm-hmm. She was in rehab 5 times. Went through something that nobody should ever have to go through, the loss of a child. She had a lot of things going against her, and so. You know, just hope she's resting in peace.
Yeah, I sure do.
That's really all that matters at this point.
All right, well, we'll take a break and then we'll lift things up a little bit, won't we?
I'll insult Schwani some more.
Okay.
Stand by. More insults coming up.
All right. This is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Hi, it's Wendy in for Bob today, and we're still talking to Dean Richards. We forgot Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough. He passed away as well.
Right.
So we're looking for just one.
So we just now have a table for one.
One is the loneliest number, you know that.
The loneliest number, as Three Dog Night taught us.
Yes. All right, good news for the legends, huh?
Good news for the legends, the Tegan Legend family. They welcomed a new baby over the weekend. They have not revealed the gender. They have not revealed the name. Any of those things, hey, privacy, go deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
John Legend did announce at a concert on Friday that the baby was born earlier that day, which is especially good news to this family.
Yes.
Because Chrissy Teigen, 2 years ago, experienced a pregnancy loss, and obviously very devastating to them. So they were very happy that they were able to do this in vitro fertilization this time. And a successful pregnancy. So congrats to the whole family. They have a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son who is like a little mini-me of John Legend. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He looks exactly like his dad. It's so cute.
And Marie Osmond is not happy about her kid. What's going on?
Be happy you're not one of Marie Osmond's kids.
I know. I can't believe this.
I guess I sort of understand when someone says, I'm not going to leave an inheritance to my kids. Part of me understands it, but part of me is like, give your kids, if you have something, you want to share it and make your kids' life a little bit easier. But she said over the weekend she is not leaving any of her 7 children. She's got 7 kids.
Good golly.
Not leaving any of her 7 kids any inheritance. She says she's planning on donating it all to charities instead of spreading it out to her kids who are between the ages of 39 and 18. Her logic, inheritance breeds laziness and entitlement.
First of all, there's going to be nothing left when I die. But if I had something, I of course would leave it to my children.
Well, but also, if there's seven kids, they're only going to get about $39 a piece.
Right.
That's a lot of kids to be spreading out money to. No, she says that she feels it does a great disservice to them because they don't learn how to work and the value of money if you just go ahead and hand them a fortune. I think, don't all parents want their kids' lives to be just a little easier than theirs were?
Exactly.
That's what I think.
And give some to charity, but giving them nothing, I don't know. That's rude.
She said, that's rude.
That's a rude mama.
You are rude. You're not a little bit country. You're a little bit rude.
Right.
That's what you are. She says, I worked hard all my life, and I'm going to spend it all and have fun with my husband.
Well, you know what? Then that's okay. But if there's some left over, she should give them some.
I don't know why. I mean, you don't have to, give them $1 million. I don't ever have to do anything.
Right.
But,
and a little something.
Really, $1 million doesn't really go that far these days.
Tell me about it.
That's if you go to see a movie, that's like $500,000 just to go see a movie and get a popcorn.
I know. All right. And Kanye's married to someone who looks just like Kim. What's the deal?
What's the deal with that? Apparently, Kanye West is married. Bob usually enforces a no Kanye West policy here on his show. So it's good that you're here today that we can sneak a Kanye West story in. But that's not even the real part of the story. Apparently, he got married to this woman who looks just like him. She is an architectural designer named Bianca Censori. There is no official marriage license, but Kanye's been running around with the wedding band on, so people close to him say that it did happen. So how did Kim Kardashian respond to all of this? To me, that's the real part of the story. After the story came out, Kim Kardashian goes on Instagram and writes, I'm in my quiet girl era. I don't have much to say, just things to do. And then she added, just remember the black sheep usually turns into the goat. Keep doing you. People who want to see you do well will help you win. Remember that. Now, I have no idea what that means.
And does she mean goat greatest of all time or like literally a goat?
I took it as meaning an actual animal because she said the black sheep turns into the goat. Maybe maybe she means greatest of all time. I don't know.
I don't like
that. That's
what
I mean. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't. But that doesn't surprise me that we don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I mean, really, I don't. Mostly, I don't care. But I know a lot of you. Here's the thing. People always say, why do I report on Kim Kardashian? Their show is among the most watched in America.
Isn't that scary when you think about that?
Yes, of course it is. But you know what? Different strokes are different folks. If people want to watch the Kardashians, you know, you watch whatever you want to watch. So, I mean, that's why I watch it. I have never seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I've never, ever once turned it on because I don't care. Like,
don't. Can I just say don't? Because I turned it on once and once turned into twice, three, four.
Oh,
and then I'm like, then I thought, you know, I might have seen 5, 6, 7 episodes tops. And then I'm like, I cannot continue.
Yeah, it's
it was interesting.
I just have no interest in what any of them are doing. But I know a lot of people do. And, you know, people, I got a couple of emails over the weekend saying, why am I reporting a story about Kanye West? He's an anti-Semite. Some people like him. You don't have to like him just because I'm doing a story about him.
It's in the news.
I'm not saying attaboy. Yeah. Way to go, Kanye. I'm just reporting a news story. But, you know, everyone's got their own opinions. Some people don't like him. Some people do. Some people don't like the Kardashians. Some people do. You know,
I hate everyone. That's what I'm like, Mikey.
And that's why I love Wendy. We hate people.
Yes.
Generally, we hate people.
I really don't.
You're nice to me, Wendy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting really burnt on celebrities. I'll
You're
be honest
nice
with
to
you.
Me, Wendy.
Yeah.
I was nice to you once.
Yeah. 40 years ago.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, you guys take it up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Dean, thank you so much. A pleasure to talk to you. Happy New Year. I haven't spoken to you since then.
A happy New Year to you. Good luck dealing with Schwanny the rest of the morning.
He's been great.
I can tell you after about hour three, he gets really surly. And...
Oh, God, we're almost there.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Godspeed is all I can say.
Thank you, Dean.
See you guys.